The message to get vaccinated against the COVID-19 virus has been repeated over and over for months now. This is Lisa Berry, and now physicians and nurse leaders from 21 hospital systems across Michigan are adding their voices to that message, including at Michigan Medicine. Joining us now to talk about that is Dr. Jeff Desmond, Chief Medical Officer for Michigan Medicine. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
I understand you've signed a letter along with 20 other, as I said, hospital systems across the state, a letter urging people to get vaccinated. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, we did. Well, I think the chief medical officers and chief nursing officers for the health systems and hospitals are in a unique position to see the impact that COVID has, and particularly the Delta variant now, has on our patients, on our health systems, and on our communities. And we know that the vaccine is safe and effective in preventing severe disease and hospitalization and death, and feel it's very important that people understand the safety of that, and that we promote vaccination in order to protect our patients, to keep our health systems functioning, and to protect our communities.
So what can you tell us to help people understand that it is in their best interest to get vaccinated?
Yeah, so we know that the Pfizer vaccine is fully FDA approved for those that are 16 and older. So we were operating under an emergency use authorization, but that's an approved vaccine. We know the data around the other vaccines show that they're safe and effective, and it's the most effective way to confer immunity and to protect people from COVID. I think it's important for people to understand that we've been through several waves of this infection now, and the demand that additional disease puts on the health system puts everybody at risk. So everything that we can do to keep people safe, the most important thing we can do is to have them get vaccinated.
I see the letter uses words of some emotion like urgency, compassion, and responsibility. Do you think that might help people hear that message more clearly?
Well, I think there's a lot of information around vaccines, and people get information from a variety of places. And one of the things that we wanted to stress in that letter is that if you trust your healthcare providers and your health systems to get information and to have care when you're in an emergency or you have other medical conditions, please trust us in our recommendations for the vaccine, because we know that the vaccine is safe and effective. So I think we tried to appeal to people's level of concern. I think what we want to do is we want to make sure that people understand the impact that COVID and the Delta variant is having.
And the letter also includes some facts that says nationally, approximately 99% of individuals dying from COVID-19 are unvaccinated. Do you think people are hearing that message?
Well, I hope people are hearing that message, because that is one of the things that's, I think, most difficult for the healthcare providers, because those are preventable deaths. We know that the vaccine is safe and effective. It's particularly effective in preventing severe disease, as I said, hospitalization and death. So that information in the letter is accurate, and it's an important thing for people to understand. It's hard for our frontline workers who come to work every day to see preventable death after preventable death. And when we know that there's something as available, as safe, and as easy to do as get a vaccine that could prevent death, I think that's an important message for people to understand.
Right. The letter says our healthcare workers who've been on the front lines of this pandemic for 18 months are disheartened and frustrated to see so many unvaccinated individuals admitted to our hospitals and dying from serious complications of COVID-19 infection. So that seems like you're trying to make that connection between the caregivers and the people who are not vaccinated, that look, there are some real human, not just your health and your mortality, but some human ramifications of not being vaccinated.
Yes, absolutely. And the toll that that has taken in terms of fatigue and burnout for our frontline healthcare workers, who I say have been phenomenal in their response, both in our health system and I know across other hospitals and health systems. Our healthcare systems have stepped up. They have, I think, gone beyond what we can expect of them in order to respond to these serial waves of the COVID pandemic. But it is hard, and it's trying, and it's fatiguing. And I think the other important aspect of this is it's now, you know, competing with non-COVID care. And so, you know, we need functioning health systems that have healthy and employees that can take care of people when they come in for a heart attack or a stroke, or they have other even scheduled health care needs. And so it's really important to understand the impact of this and to keep our health systems functioning.
Bottom line in this letter is get vaccinated before it's too late.
Yes. So I think the strongest thing that we can do is encourage people to get vaccinated. I think getting information from accurate and trusted sources is also very important. As I said, there's a lot of information about the vaccine. Some may be more accurate than others, but we know that the vaccine is safe. It's effective. It's easy to get. It's out there. And so we encourage people to get vaccinated.
Dr. Jeff Desmond, Chief Medical Officer for Michigan Medicine. Thanks for talking to us here on WEMU.
Thank you very much.